state Republican Party involved. So the mayor wants to be involved, and the sheriff wants to be involved, and the state Republican Party wants to be involved in that property redevelopment. It's headlines for all of them. And like I said, Josh Schweiger, you know, the guy with the long hair, the two men at the committee meeting, the trustees meeting, he came up to me personally and said, "Hey, you're Tony. You're the guy with all these bells."
There's a douchebag who beats me.
Okay.
That's my older brother ranting on and on in the living room at his mom, who's like, I mean, our mom is like in her 70s. My dad's in there too, and he's in his 70s, and like, they're older people. And that's him going on and on, pretty much angrily. Angrily going on and on, because he's got serious anger issues and he beats me. He's been beating me down the past 5 years in this house, and I've had nowhere to go because I have psoriasis. It's a genetic condition. He doesn't have it. He doesn't have the psoriasis gene for some reason, but I do. I get it from my aunt, and it's stress correlated. So every time he beat me down, or did what he's generally doing, shouting, because I'm in drag, because I'm transgender, and he doesn't like that. He doesn't like trans people, and he doesn't like black people, and he doesn't like women. So I'm just part of the problem in his world, and he beats me down. And I have psoriasis, and it's all over my arms right here. It's obviously bad. I mean, there's dry blood on my arms from the bleeding. Psoriasis bleeds from stress. Now, it's been going on. I've had this since I was a teenager, but the stress from dealing with his beating me down, he's over twice my size. I mean, the stress of him beating me down has been going on for the past 5 years. I've had nowhere to go, and I'm in poverty, and these people are assholes letting him live here beating me down. That's awful. It's absolutely terrible. This is awful to deal with. I'm on treatment for it now, but it's difficult because, you know, stress is the main factor for why it spreads. It would be all over my body right now if I didn't have any treatment, which I have to get through the company because I can't afford any of the treatments available through medical insurance. Now they're still ranting in there. They're still ranting. He always says that. He always says, what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is. He never listens to anybody. He's got the temper of a small child, and he's an overgrown former wannabe boxer who's not even a real former boxer. The only person he's ever beat boxing was me. I'm the only person he's ever defeated in a boxing, and I wasn't trying to fight him in any boxing match. He was beating me down because I've been dragging, standing up to him while he's going off about trans people and black people and women's rights. And he loves Donald Trump. Great life in this house, let me tell you.